More about the Christian life. The Cruel Master. Hello, neighbors and friends. Here in the area where we live, there is something that makes us suffer a lot. For many people, it is like a cruel master. He does much damage to those who are his followers. This cruel master is the habit of drinking alcohol and taking drugs. This cruel master makes his followers do terrible things, like killing people, even their relatives. He makes parents neglect to take care of their children. The children are hungry. They don't have enough clothes to wear. These people, when they drink alcohol and take drugs, get into fights. They hurt themselves and others. This cruel master makes his followers spend double on him. Once for the alcohol and drugs, and the second time to pay fines for the damages they do to others. This master comes from the devil. That is why he is so evil and cruel. The devil only wants bad things for us, because he hates us. There are some people who take alcohol and drugs and say, "This is not my master. I can stop whenever I want to." Lots of people have thought this. Then something happens. Family problems come. Relatives die. Your crops fail. Your cattle die. Then, when they are sad and hopeless, they start to drink and take drugs again. Listen, my friends, if this cruel master has control over you, I want to tell you some words that can help you to get out from under his control. We read about this in God's book, the Bible. There is someone who can make this cruel master let you go. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil and set men free forever. But the cost of freeing us was very great. To make payment for your sins and mine, Jesus allowed himself to be put to death on the cross. Then he was buried. 3 days later, the Lord Jesus rose up from the dead. He had conquered Satan and death forever. He opened a way for us to have new life and be able to go to heaven when we die. 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead, he returned to heaven. He sent his Holy Spirit to be with us and live in us. The Holy Spirit is more powerful than all the bad spirits of this world. He is nearer to us than the air we breathe. Friends, neighbors, relatives, these words I am telling you are the words of God. This moment, turn your back on your old evil ways. Turn to the Lord Jesus. He is waiting at the door of your heart to enter into your life. Welcome him into your heart. You can talk to Jesus right now. He can hear you. He can even hear your thoughts. He will forgive you of your many sins. He will give you a new, clean life. He will make you good and pure and strong. He will give you strength to refuse the evil master and his evil ways. Ask Jesus to come into your life now. Do not refuse the Lord Jesus Christ, for there is no other name under heaven given to men through which we can be saved.
Awake, my soul, and arise with the sun. Each day anew, by his mercies you will run. Rise up, go forth in power that comes not from within. Pray for his strength before every day begins. Awake, my soul and redeem the time you have. Each passing hour, live as though it is your last. Just like the morning mist, the day will soon be gone. Awake my soul and give glory to your God. Awake my soul, lift up your shadows creeping in. Your cunning foe seeks to bury you in sin. Behold, the Son of God was buried in your stead. He rose again and delivered you from. May you abide in the grace that he supplies. When Jesus comes again or when he calls you home, you'll rise to see the King upon his throne. You'll rise to see the King upon his throne.